Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin and Lisa Radlin here with you today on Turn the Light On. So glad that you joined us and are listening to the program. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. How are you doing today, Pastor Kevin?
Doing well. And we hope that each and every one of you are experiencing all the blessings that God has for you in your life today. I think I want to just kick off this program by speaking life over people out there real quick. So if you're out there today and you're listening, I just speak the Lord's blessing over your life. Lord, we're just so grateful for each and every listener that is out there today, and we release your prosperity over their life. We speak blessings over them, Lord. Those who are dealing with issues with their health, we speak healing over them in the name of Jesus. We just call everything forth that you have for them in their lives. We speak over marriages that they would be blessed right now in Jesus' name. We speak over families that are, you know, driven apart and have division going on in them. We bring unity into those families in Jesus' name. We just want to just release the power of God over your life. We are believing that you are going to come into a new season of His presence. Each and every one of you who are listening today, believe this. God is bringing you to a new level of His victory, of His presence, and of His strength, of His wisdom in your life. So be blessed.
And I speak abundance over you right now in the name of Jesus in every area of your life. And we just give you glory and honor for it, Lord. You provide everyone's needs according to your riches and glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Good stuff. So it kind of falls in line with our topic today. What is our topic?
Say something good or don't say anything at all.
You see, you know, we didn't come in and just say a bunch of bad things about you guys that are out there. We wanted to speak life over you, and that's what we're looking to try to bring into the topic today, is that we've got to begin to speak life over ourselves.
Remember growing up as a kid, hearing the phrase, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest lies on the planet.
Furthest from the truth.
Yeah.
People are carrying around words that they might have been something they were told when they were a little kid.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to amount to anything, or you're a loser, or whatever. And they're still carrying that around.
Something
as a badge,
teacher or a badge of dishonor. Somebody spoke over you, you know, and it's, you know, you have to be very careful about your words, okay, and what you're speaking over your kids, over your employees, over your family members, over your husband, over your wife.
Change your words and you will change your life.
You can change your entire world.
You can change it in a good way or a bad way, depending on what your words are.
Yeah. You know, I've seen a lot of different studies and things on words and the power of words in my life, and I truly do believe that God's word being spoken over your life is the most powerful thing on the planet.
It's the most life-producing thing that you could do.
So, yeah, that whole statement, sticks and stones, is definitely a lie. So, you know, if you change your words, you can change your life.
Psalms 141:3 says, set a guard over, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips.
Yeah, I mean, Psalms 19:14 says, may my spoken words and unspoken thoughts be pleasing even to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. You know what I mean? It's all about words spoken.
And your thoughts. There's powerful. What are you thinking about? Do you have stinking thinking? Are you thinking about the negative? Are you thinking about whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report? Are you thinking on these things? If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, we need to think on those things. And also in Proverbs 15:4, it says, a soothing tongue, speaking words that build up and encourage, is a tree of life. But a perversive tongue, speaking words that overwhelm and depress, crushes the spirit.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff. You know, I believe that, you know, life and death are in the power of the tongue. That's what Scripture tells us. And, you know, we've got to be very sensitive as to what we're speaking over our situations, because, you know, I can easily say, yes, I need to speak life and this and that, and everything's coming at me, but then some sideline gut punch comes out of nowhere, and next thing you know, I'm like sprawling out words of doubt and unbelief and fear, and, you know, it's easily, how do I say this? It's easy to be distracted in keeping a guard on your mouth when things go out of line, when things get crazy.
And I think the enemy wants you to, he wants you to use your mouth to speak death over yourself, because then he wins.
Right.
If he can get you to start speaking the things that you shouldn't be speaking and get control of your mouth, then he's going to have some victory in your life.
Sure.
And the last thing you want to do is give the enemy a foothold in your life. You don't even want him to have an inch into your life. So that's
right.
Why you have to constantly speak the word of God.
Yeah, the wrong words spoken over a situation can actually give the enemy entrance into your life in certain situations to bring death, to bring destruction, to bring negative influence and discouragement and anxiety and fear and all that stuff. The enemy will come in like a flood. If he can find just a crack in the door, he'll kick the door open and come running in.
Even people that you trust, like maybe even a medical doctor, could speak something over your life that is not the truth over
right.
your life. They're speaking the circumstance of what they're seeing in the natural.
Right.
But we don't live in the natural. We live in the supernatural. And I know people are like, oh, that word's not in the Bible, supernatural. But I'm saying what we're speaking of our life is the truth of God's word, because we're living in the life that Jesus has given us.
Right.
And he is saying that he's come to set the captives free and that healing belongs to us. So
right.
we don't have to believe the words that the doctor says. We can hear what they have to say, and then we can start standing on the word of God and
right.
coming against that negative report, because
sure.
I'm going to believe the report of the Lord.
Right. You know, and there's times when we do get negative reports. I've had them. But, you know, the Bible teaches us that we are to call those things that be not as though they are. And though my body may be physically having a situation and I may be struggling with something, the truth of the matter is, and I said this recently, and it was really powerful thinking about it, but I choose to look at, okay, myself the way that God sees me, and he sees me as perfect. And one day I'm going to exit this planet. Something's going to take every one of us out. There's just, you know, it's pointed unto every man wants to die, every woman wants to die, but and then the judgment. But, you know, when we're found in Christ and the blood of Jesus has cleansed us and it's taken the sting of death away from us, you know, I like to look at myself and think, all right, what am I going to be like in heaven? Because the Bible says the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And if I have been made perfect when I get to heaven, you know, I'm going to be the perfect age. I'm going to, you know, if I had a physical condition, maybe I lost, a finger on my hand or an arm or, you know, any number of things. When I get to heaven, I'm not going to be like that anymore. God is going to restore me. So I try to look at myself the way that I think I will be in heaven, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and see myself as whole and healthy and perfect in Jesus' name because of that. You know, I know it's a little strange way to look at it, but if you can see yourself through the eyes of faith, you can actually supersede yourself and see the power of God released over your body in this life, in situations and circumstances that you're experiencing. And
yes.
Ultimately, you will be fully restored and you will be healed if you know Jesus.
You already are healed.
If it's through death, you will be brought to perfection is more of a better way of saying it.
Yes, but wouldn't it be great to actually have that now?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I see people that are crippled. I see people that are crippled. We were at SeaWorld and I saw a little boy that he was probably like 12 years old and his hand was all crippled up. And I was watching him trying to carry his tray and then he wound up dropping his tray, spilling all his food. Then his mom was over there yelling and getting all mad at him. And I felt so sorry for the boy. Yeah. And I was like, man, I just want to grab that boy by the hand and just say, in Jesus' name, hand straighten out, you know, withered hand become normal in Jesus' name. But I didn't go over there and do that. And I probably didn't do it because I thought, you know, maybe I don't have enough faith for it to happen. It's not me. It's Jesus. And he's the one that he's already done everything that he can ever do. I have to step out in faith and I have to start imagining myself. And that's what I've been doing. And I even have dreams about this. I'm imagining myself praying for people. And I'm imagining myself seeing change happen.
Sure.
Every night while you're laying in bed, right? As soon as I go to bed, I lay hands on you and I speak life over your body. I speak that, you know, I come against diabetes. I come up against any attack on your body. I come against high blood pressure. I just speak wholeness, health, and healing over you every day. And I do the same thing over me. I say, thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that I walk in divine health and healing. No weapon formed against me will prosper. And I don't have to settle for any negative report that the doctor's given me. My iron is normal in Jesus' name. I trust God. I put my faith and hope in God. And I'm encouraging everyone out there to do the same.
Sure.
If you've been given a diagnosis, if you've been given some sort of, if they say you have some sort of condition, start speaking the word of God over your body and start speaking to those organs. If you have pain, say, pain, you got to go in Jesus' name. I don't receive that. If you have a headache, say, headache, you got to go in Jesus' name. You leave now in the name of Jesus.
Sure. You know, in Proverbs 17:28, it says, even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. You know, there may be a time when you just don't need to say anything. It's not that you need to speak life or you need to change what you're doing. Sometimes you just need to be quiet.
Exactly.
You know, and you need to
say
allow,
something good or don't say anything.
Right. Exactly. So that's what our topic is today. Say something good or don't say anything at all.
Because words have power and the words that come out of our mouth go into our own ears as
yeah,
well as
true.
Other people's ears. And then they drop down into our soul. And that's where it gives us joy or sadness or peace or unrest. So the things that we're speaking can change your countenance because we are transformed by the words that we speak.
Yeah.
And when we realize that, we need to think about what we speak. And then we'll realize that, hey, I need to actually, before I open my mouth, think, is this worth saying? There's
right.
been times where we've been discussing things and say something. And I have the opportunity right now to say, should I respond in this way? Should I respond to that way? Or should I just remain quiet and let him say his piece? And I've made the wrong choice several times, probably more than I'd like to admit. And then the results are not good. And I've had times where I felt like the Lord, the Holy Spirit saying, don't say anything, don't say anything. And I'm just like, please, Lord, I just want to say this one little thing. my spirit of control that wants to take over the situation will want to get in there and say, I just want to say it. And then when I do, I'm like, whoops, that was a bad choice. I should have listened to the Lord. Then I have to go back
and
repent.
That's where it comes back to that. Pay attention to the words that you say and think about the impact that words have on our life. Let's talk about that for a second because, you know, words have power. What is the impact that your words are having? You know, you remember that story with, I think it was Bob Harrison, and he was talking about his son, Rock.
Oh,
you remember that story? Tell that story for a second.
Oh, he was talking about a story where his son was
a great
story. He was behind in reading. Like, I don't know what grade he was in, but they were supposed to read a certain amount of books, and he hadn't read hardly any. And the teacher had said, like, he's not going to get promoted, and he's not going to go into the next grade because he's behind in his reading. Well, his dad just kept saying, like, you're a winner, Rock. You can do this. You can do this. And just kept speaking the word of God over his life. Well, then he found out there was some sort of competition or something where they had to read a certain amount of books. So he just got in his mind, like, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to reach this goal. And so he just kept reading and reading and reading. And then the teacher said, you know, he's really improving in his reading and he's doing really well. In fact, like, he's number two in the class. Well, how many more books does he have? How many more books do I have to read to be number one? You know, then he found out, oh, he had to read a few more books. So he would just keep reading and just keep reading. And the dad just kept saying, you're a winner, Rock. You're a winner. You know, just keep speaking over him.
He would get up to go to school.
He'd just keep calling him a winner.
As he's walking out the door, right?
In the day that they were supposed to announce how many books you had to read, because after you wrote it, I think you had to write a little synopsis too. You couldn't just read the book. You had to write a little book report about it. Well, he skipped his lunch and recess or something because he found out that if he read one more book and did one more report, he would be the winner. So he decided, I'm skipping lunch. I'm skipping recess. I'm going to do what I got to do. And he wound up winning. So he went from almost failing this class and not being a good reader to winning as the top reader in the class. And I think it had a lot to do with his father encouraging him and calling him, hey, you are a winner. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And you're going to do this.
You're a winner, I think is what he would say. So, you know, so think about it, though. If you're saying things like, I don't think I'll ever feel better, or I'll never be able to afford that, or, you know, what?
How about, I just can't win, or I'm sick and tired of whatever it is.
You know, these aren't just words, okay? These are actual beliefs, and they're word curses that you are speaking over yourself and over your family and over your lives. And, you know, we've got to take authority over all of that. You know, in Matthew 12:36, it says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will have to give account for every idle word they speak.
Wow.
That's powerful when you think about it, that God is actually taking into account every word that we have spoken, and we will have to give account for those words. That's
heavy.
Humbling.
That's heavy.
It's scary, actually, is what it is. So,
but we need a purpose in our heart to change the way we speak. Remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you're speaking words that aren't edifying and helping and helpful, then you need to change the way that you're speaking and begin to speak words of faith, of hope, of love, of positive expectation.
Yeah, I think it really helps people to understand how this works, because, you know, you speak words, you hear those words, and those words become thoughts, and then those thoughts become imaginations. I think we were just talking about this, you know, in a previous show. And then those imaginations become, you know, screen reels, and then those become ideas, and then all of that drops into your heart, and it becomes part of your core belief system. So that's where the Bible says you want to see what's in a person's heart. Look at what's coming out of their mouth, because the heart is the wellspring of life. And what's coming out of your mouth is a true representation of what you've placed into your heart through what you've looked at, what you've read, what you've studied. What you are today, the sum total of everything that you've seen, felt, and experienced and brought through your senses, right, into your thoughts, into your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And all of those are intertwined as part of your core belief system. And you can actually rewrite your core belief system by beginning to speak words of life over you.
We have got to bridle our tongue.
Yeah.
Just like when you put a bit in a horse's mouth and you're pulling on him, whatever way that you pull him, that's the way he goes.
Right.
Because he's got that bridle in his mouth. Well, it's the same way with our lives. Whatever's coming out of our mouth, the negative words or the positive words are going to steer our life in either a good direction or a bad direction.
Sure.
In Proverbs 17:22, it says, a happy heart is a good medicine and a cheerful mind works healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bones.
Yeah, the best ways to have a mouth filled with wisdom is to speak the truth. So where do you find the truth? It's in the Word of God. We've got to look at the Word of God and look at what are the facts in your life that you want to see changed. Guys, listen to me real quick. What do you need to change? You need to change your financial situation in your life. Get in the Word of God. Find what the Word of God says about finances, and then begin to speak that over your life. Begin to follow the direction that the Bible says. You know, begin to tithe. Begin to give. The Bible says, give, and it will be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. It's going to come into your life. So if you're not giving, and the Bible says that is the way to receive the financial blessings of God, then you've got to get in tune with the Word and begin to do that and begin to speak that over your life and begin to operate in what you see happening in the Bible.
That is so good. So we need to seek out scriptures in the Bible that you can start declaring over your life. Philippians 4:13, that's a really good one. You can say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians 4:19, my God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, it's powerful. You know, Psalms 46:1 says, God is my refuge and my strength. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. You can depend on the Lord, but you have to speak the life that he's given us through his word over your life.
We have to use the words and take authority over sickness and disease. If we have faith and we speak to a mountain and we command it to move, it will move. So do you have pain in your body? Speak to that pain and command it to go in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We have to curse sickness. There's some things that we can curse that's really good to do. Curse sickness, curse tumors, speak life to your organs. Are you going through dialysis? Speak to your kidneys and command them to function the way God designed them to function. You don't have to consider being on dialysis the rest of your life. If you need it right now, take it. But while you're going through it, saying, thank you, Lord, that my kidneys function perfectly normal and I don't need dialysis anymore.
Right. You struggling with hearing, you know, instead of saying I can't hear or I'm deaf, let's look at and command our hearing to be restored in the name of Jesus. Begin to speak over your ears. You know, whatever it is you're facing, these are just a couple of examples. You know, are you having problems remembering things instead of saying, you know, I just can't think, I can't remember, my brain isn't working, you know, speak to your brain, command it to remember, you know, command blood to flow and restoration to your organs and, you know, command your blood pressure to be normal if you're dealing with high blood pressure in Jesus' name, you know, speak life over yourself in the name of Jesus. You know, God has given us what?
Authority, and we have to use that authority that he's given us. By Jesus' stripes, you were healed. Open up your Bible. Find the scriptures. Mine them out. There, you know, you have the truth of the word in front of you. Start using it. How many people just let your Bible sit there? If you're not applying it to your life, then you're not going to get any fruit from it.
Right.
If you don't plant in the seeds of faith, how do you expect to reap a harvest? You have to do something to allow the word of God to produce fruit in your life. And the best thing you can do is start speaking the life of the word of God over your circumstances.
Yeah. In Hebrews 11:1, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know what? Read the Bible out loud. Begin to read it to yourself, because in reading it, you will hear it, and it will actually build more faith in you than just reading it into your head. You know, which is good, and I do that a lot, but there's a time to actually say, you know what, I need to speak the Bible out loud over my life, over my family. I need to read it out loud. I need to begin to make declarations. I need to find things that I'm struggling with in my life, and I need to create declarations from the Word of God for those situations and then begin to speak them. And I'm telling you right now, when you begin to do that, you will see your life changed and transformed as you begin to speak the life of God over your situations. And it's really the only thing that has the power to actually change your life. You know, you can change your world and frame your existence with the Word of God. You can begin to speak into those situations and see God do miracles and change situations around you because you are what? Speaking the word of God over your life.
And you'll know you're a different person when you stub your toe and you say, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Instead of something else coming out of your mouth.
We're going to take a quick break while we get over this toe stub and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853. Awesome in this place. Jesus, you are awesome
in this place.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on.
Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, we're back from that toe stub, and we are ready to continue to talk to you about, you know, all the different things that we're talking about. Our topic today is say something good or don't say anything at all. You know, are you speaking life, you speaking death, or are you just not speaking? Sometimes it's a better thing to just keep your mouth zipped up.
And there may be some people out here that words have been spoken over you and you've begun to identify yourself by those words.
Yeah.
You need to break that over your life in the name of Jesus.
Come on, let's go there.
If somebody said something to you and you feel like you have rejection on you, you need to come against that spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
You are all that God's called you to be. And no matter what anyone said over you, you don't have to identify yourself by that.
That's right.
You need to take authority as a believer over yourself.
God's given us the victory in Jesus. So we've got to begin to see God's view of ourselves, not the world's view, not even our own view of ourselves. But we have to see ourselves the way God sees us. I always think of Gideon, you know, as he's down in that wine press. And God's angel comes to him and he says, "Hey, you, mighty man of valor." And he's like, "What? Me? I'm the little scrawny kid in the wine press hiding." And he's like, "Stand up. God has, you know, got a plan for you. He wants you to lead the army." And I believe that's true for a lot of us, that God has a way bigger view of you, and he is speaking so much bigger things over you than you're speaking over yourself or other people are speaking over you. So rise up. Allow the Lord to just come into your life and to fill you up with his presence, with his strength, with his wisdom, and then you will begin to experience the true blessings that come from, you know, speaking the life of God over your life and becoming who God has called you to be.
And God has big plans for all of us. But the key to open the door and unlock the door to walk through the plan is to use your words and start taking authority as a believer to let these things that God's got planned for you come into fruition.
Yeah.
And what do you need to do? You need to start declaring the word of God 2 to 3 times a day to start declaring the word of God over your life.
That's really all you need to do is just begin to speak the life of God over your situations. So pick a situation in your life and test us. You know, to see if what we're telling you is true. You know, so many people are like, "Yeah, it was a good message," and they just keep moving. But no,
it was life changing.
Take this message and apply it. Yeah, apply it to your situation and see your world change when you turn the light on.
Change your words, you'll change your world.
Guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today. God bless you. This is Kevin and Lisa with Turn the Light On, and we'll see you next time.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.